Yes, it's time to check sports. And it's time to talk about the New York Giants. And what I actually did watch, the final Giant game. And I posted on my personal Facebook page a picture of me after being home for 3 days, unshaven, after watching the final Giant game. What a disgrace. I was not really for the firing of Coach Judge, but I am now. Running two quarterback sneaks on your three-yard line because you don't have a quarterback that can pass. You don't belong to be a coach in the NFL yet. You've got to learn a little bit more. The defense played as well as they could play. The offense, not so well. But the season's over, thankfully. First Giant coach to lose 13 games. 4-13 in a 17-game season. They'll get the fifth pick in the draft. They also have the seventh pick in the draft. Let's see what they do with that. I think they're going to get a new general manager today, and I do believe if they're smart, they'll release the coach. And then they've got to figure out what to do with Daniel Jones. He's got $21 million coming up. They've got to figure out whether they want to keep him around or not. So they've got a lot of decisions to make. And folks, in the last 10 years in the NFL, who are the two teams that have the worst record in the NFL? And they're tied. The Giants and the Jets. 52 wins. That's averaging 5.2 wins a year. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Anyway, we'll get off the Giants and go to the other games that happened, which were absolutely, unbelievably amazing. I have to say it's some of the best NFL football, most exciting NFL football I have seen in years. Everything came down to who was going to be in the playoffs to the last seconds of the last game last night. And when the Chargers lost to Las Vegas, it set up the playoffs, an overtime thriller. The Brady Bucks, they're just going crazy with Rob Gronkowski. The 49ers clinched a playoff berth by holding off the Rams, but the Rams still won the division. The Bills clinched the AFC title with a win over the Jets. The Saints missed out on that wild card spot despite a 30-20 win over the Falcons. The Seahawks spoiled the Cardinals' shot at the NFC West title by beating them 38-30. The Dolphins topped the Patriots 33-24. And how about Ben Roethlisberger? He led the Steelers to an overtime win over the Ravens. And that means they are into the playoffs. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. The matchups in the AFC for the wild card weekend. The number two Chiefs go up against the number seven Steelers. The number three Bills go up the number six Patriots. And the number four Bengals go up against the number five Raiders. In the NFC, number two Buccaneers take on the number seven Eagles. Number three Cowboys take on the number six 49ers. And number four Rams take on the Cardinals. All right. So that's the way Wild Card Weekend will look in the NFL. But absolutely, what a wild weekend. So much good football being played. And then you compare it to what we saw out of Giants Stadium, and it just gets you sick. Okay, Alabama and Georgia tonight in the big college football game. By the way, in the other football news in college football, North Dakota State captured their ninth Football College Series title in 11 years. Nine in 11 years. Wow. That is a dominating effect. All right. So now we're done with the NFL. Good weekend for them, though. In the NBA yesterday, taking a look at if we had any local teams playing, because this is the first time I'm looking at this in a while. No. Today, let's see if we have anybody local playing. Yes, the Celtics take on the Pacers. The Knicks take on the Spurs. And the Nets take on the Trailblazers. If we take a look at the standings, The top eight teams don't include the Celtics or the Knicks, I don't think. The Nets are in second. Yep, the Celtics are in 10th, and the Knicks are in 11th. So they're only a game out of the playoff contention. So that is the NBA. Now, in the National Hockey League yesterday, we'll see the Rangers win again. Boy, they're playing great this year. Let's hope they can keep it up through the Stanley Cup. So the Rangers won yesterday over the Ducks 4-1. Coming up today, the Bruins take on the Capitals, and the Rangers will take on the Kings. Now we look at the standings, and this is the real thing that I'm amazed on. In the Metropolitan Division, the Rangers have a total of 50 points. They're tied with the Hurricanes for first place. The Rangers have won 23 and only lost 9. Amazing. Meanwhile, we take a look up in the division. The Bruins are in there, 18 and 11, and they are in fourth place in the National Hockey League. And that is it. That is a check on sports. That's all I can say. I can't say anymore. It's all done. All set. But like I said, it was a great weekend for the NFL, a terrible weekend for both the Giants and the Jets, and a terrible year for both the Giants and the Jets.